We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 10-12 lines from the top, beginning of a line, Umay Chazis. We learned that the call by Chorus, where it says that the call Oichol Machmetzas V'Nichosa HaNefeshahi, it says anyone who eats Machmetzas gets Chorus. So we said that call is being Marva ladies that the Chayiv in this Chorus, the Chayiv Nechilos Chometz, and the Chayiv Chorus for that. And it's not coming from Marba Taruvus Chometz. Nashal is, how do we know that that call is not telling us Taruvus Chometz, but it's telling us lady? Maybe it's telling us Taruvus Chometz, a lady is Taka Potter. Maybe a lady is a Potter, because Hukush the Matzah. And maybe a call is teaching us that even Taruvus Chometz is Chayav Karas. How do you know which way to go? Umay Chazis, how do you know what made you see the high call of Rubuye Noshim? How do you know it's coming to Marba ladies? Umachkes Arubay, and not coming to be Marba Taruvus Chometz? Maybe it's coming to Marba Taruvus Chometz and not ladies. Zakta Gemara, Mestavra, Koi Ba'oichlin. We are talking about people who are eating Chometz, Marba Oichlin. We Marba more people who are eating, who eat Chometz. Marba, Koi Ba'oichlin, Marba Oichlin. Koi Ba'oichlin, we talk about Oichlin, Marba Nechalim, we talk about the food eating. Because the Pasuk says, Ki Kol Oichl Chometz, Machmetzes, V'nichrusah Nefeshah. Anyone who eats Machmetzes, V'nichrusah Nefeshah, Shol Yakaras. So we're saying, not only men, but ladies also oichlim and nechusa. It makes more sense to marva more oichlim, not the more machmetz, more type of foods. We're talking about the oichlim, not about the food, and therefore it makes more sense to marva the people eating it than the actual food, which would include teruvus chametz. Mas gefla, Rav Nosson, Avuad, Rav Huna, I'll ask you a kasha. Nosson says, I'm going to ask you a kasha from a place where we marva taka nechalim, not oichlim. Anytime a pasuk is discussing people are eating loy marba nechalim, not marba the food itself, the only marba people eat it. But Tanya learned in a brayso, ki kol oichel chelav mebehema asher yakriv. And the pasuk is talking about iser of eating chelav. We know behema is iser eat chelav, but chaya is no iser eat chelav, but behema is iser chelav chiyav karos. And the pasuk says, "Ki kol oichel chelav mina behema asher yakriv mena ish laHashem." It sounds like only a behema that's roy for a carbon. It says, "Ki kol oichel chelav mina behema asher yakriv mena ish laHashem." Any person that eats the chelav, the fat, certain type of fat, part of the animal, certain type of fat that are usher from a behema that you makriv from that a carbon to Hashem, v'nichrusah hanefesh oichel mena, get carbs. That's the pasuk says. So the Gemara says, the Bryce says, "Ainly ela chelav tamimim shiroy lekarav." You only see from here that a chelav of an animal that's complete that can be roy for carbon, that is where the chelav is also. What a chelav alay mumin? You have a bal mum that has chelav, and someone eats it. Zichayev karos. It's not ash yakrav Hashem menayin. Tamaloymar. The pasuk says mina behema. The pasuk is a ribuy. The pasuk says mina behema, and that's marba, even something that is not. That's not roif a carbon because it has a mum. That's why it's marba, the lashon of mina behema. So what do you see? So chulin first of brayso. Chulin minayin. How do you know chulin? Even chulin that's not kaddish. Tamaloyma kikol oichem. It's also kikol is a ribuy. The kikol is a ribuy. So freit the gemara of ahacham. So what are we marba? We marba over here more. Necholim, not only the behemoths roif carbon, but even behemoths that are mum, behemoths that are chulin, we're more necholim. Vahacha, the koyi ba'ichlim, says, ki kol oichel chelin, we eat chelim, it's chayav karas. We're going ba'ichlim, and we're still marbe necholim. Vahacha, the koyi ba'ichlim, we call marbe necholim, zog the Gemara, no, it's not shver. Because hosom, the lek oichlim, there's no oichlim to marbe, everyone's chayav and chelim, there's no one extra marbe over here. We don't have no reason to say that Isha is not chayav here because there's no matzah to make a hekesh to. So we have no choice. Marba necholim. Hacha deika oichlim. But here, for us, that we have someone to marba. We have ladies that we can marba them. Lo yishavik lo oichlim marba necholim. You don't leave the oichlim marba necholim. Basically, when you have a choice, it's better to make the one that makes more sense. But it's not impossible to make the other drasha. You could make the other drasha. And that is why there we marba more of the animals that are chayav in chelav. So the Gemara Rabbanon on the less lu erev, Rabbanon don't hold up Taruvus Chometz like we said. He doesn't hold any Taruvus Chometz anywhere that Ichayev alav. So what do you do to call machmetz by the Azara? Call machmetz lo yisachelu. That pasuk call machmetz lo yisachelu, which is alav. What do you do to call? So the Gemara call a darash. He doesn't darash to call. El noshim in alu. How does he know noshim? So the Gemara kikol call lo darashi. Kikol darashi. There's a pasuk by Chorus. It says kikol. It doesn't say just call. It says kikol. Kikol already, daddy darshins. Daddy darshins already. The pasuk there says shivus yom tzolim asbateichem kikol echol makmeitz and nerkos on nafashi kikol daddy darshins. We don't dash a call. We dash a kikol. Rabbi Eliezer, if we have now a new drasha kikol, so by chorus aim a call the rabbis and noshim. And kikol, which the rabbanon used for noshim, the rabbis are rubis, teach you tarubis. We have an extra drasha now for Rabbi Eliezer, so why can't we marry tarubis for chorus? Maybe your Talmud doesn't hold a kikol, but I'll show you a brisa that he holds of kikol. The halacha is you are not allowed to be makriv on the mizbeach chametz. It's a pasuk in the Torah that says kol mincha of tekriv laHashem loy sase chametz. Don't make a chametz. Kikol saar v'chol devash loy saktirim and ish laHashem. You're not allowed to bring aktara of chametz on the mizbeach. It says the brisa like this. Vatanya saar bal taktiru. So maybe Rashi learns, it's really Machlokes Rav and Abaye Menachos, but Rashi learns like this. Maybe, Einli Ela Kuloi, only if the whole Kezayis is from Sa'ar, that's when you Chayiv. Miksos Leminayin, how do you know if it's half a Zayis of Sa'ar, how do you know that you're Chayiv? Tamalei Mekol, Eruv Leminayin, how do you know if it's not pure Chametz? It's mixed Chametz. How do you know you're Chayiv on the Mizbeach, Leminayin? Tamalei Mar, Kikol, you see from there, that the Rashi Kikol tell you even Taruva's chametz is also on the mizbeach. So man shamalei, that we have two drashas here: a kol to marbe miksasai and kikol to marbe eruvai. Man shamalei darish kol. Who's the man yama who darshes kol? Rabbi Eliezer, and still he darshes kikol because darish kikol kasha. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Eliezer. What's a kasha on Rabbi Eliezer again? By chorus it says kikol oichol machmetzas v'nichrusa. And he darshan's call to marbe noshim. Why don't we darshan ki call to marbe taruvas chametz? Marbe taruvas chametz also. He said maybe he doesn't hold it. Maybe he doesn't hold of it. The brisa says klar by saar baal taktiru. There's two drashas miksasoi and even taruvas. So you see darshan ki call. We're ends off with a kasha. Not the gemara vayta. We make a little aschala on the next sugya. The next sugya is a long sugya of tam kikar, but it starts off with something called heter mitzdarif leisa. Tam keker means that really what we call bittul b'shishim, that even a tam, if you could taste it, it's not bottle. And there's another level of k'deir chiles pras, that if you could taste that, you could eat that amount of k'deir chiles pras. And another thing called hetem and starf l'issa. We're starting with a hetem and starf l'issa. Omer Rabbi Vohon, Rabbi Yechron, kol asurim shibatayra ain't hetem and starf l'issa. That means like this. We know all asurim and tayra, the only chayiv by kazayis. You have to eat a kazayis. What happens if you eat a half a kezayis of chaylev and a half a kezayis basa at one time? You put them both in your mouth at one time, so you had a chila of a kezayis. But you didn't have a chila of kezayis chaylev. You only half a kezayis chaylev. Are you chayev or not? So Rav always says, all asurim shibat Torah, het is not mastarif l'issa to make the shear bigger, make a chila bigger. Chutz masuri nazir, besides the nazir, the issa nazir. A nazir is not allowed to drink wine or any derivatives from wine. But he could be chayiv for kezayis, even though it's not 100 kezayis wine. Shari omra Torah mishras. The Torah says, the chayiv on mishras. What does that mean? Someone takes his bread, he soaks it in wine. The halacha is, if he eats a kezayis bread soaked in wine, he is chayiv in kezayis. How do we know that? Because Rashi says that, why do you have to tell me, if there's enough wine in that bread that was a kezayis wine, why did the Torah tell you that if you're soaking in bread, you're chayiv? It's a kezayis wine. Teretz is, that teaches you, Mishras is that you're chayiv even if it's not a kezayis wine, it's a kezayis bread, because hetem etzdarif l'issa. That's where Ravo learns. He learns, chutz v'suri nazir, amar Torah, Mishras teaches us hetem etzdarif l'issa. That's where Ravo sheet. V'ziri amar, that there's another one besides for nazir. V'ziri amar af sa'ar ba'al taktiru. The pasuk of sa'ar ba'al taktiru, you just learned, is also a raya that hetem etzdarif l'issa. Because he says, from the drasha of miksosoi, that's the drasha there, that we see that if you ate chatzi zayis koimetz and chatzi zayis matzah, that's he's learning, that's the case. It's half a zayis koimetz, half a zayis, not matzah, half a zayis koimetz, half a zayis sa'ar. So the loch is that you, even though it's not mixed and they're just together, that's called a kaktara of iser, of sa'ar. Because that's what he learns Miksasa means. Now, it's really a new pshat than before. Before we said Miksasa meant a half a kezayis. Now we're saying it's a whole kezayis, but it's het mastarf l'issa. That's what Ziri learns. Tosfos says that's not like a baya or rava mastachtes v'nochas, and Tosfos doesn't like the Rashi's pshat. We're learning like Rashi. Ziri ama av sa'ar ba'al takdiru, which means that you, by sa'ar, if you have a half a zayis of chometz that's not chometz, and a half a zayis that's chometz, you are chayiv. So Gemara asks, "Kaman Krav Liyaz Darsh Kol?" The Sar Liyaz holds Kol. The Darshan Miksos from Kol. Yachi Leini Chometz of Pesach Nami. Also, you have a Lashon Kol. It shouldn't only be that we say only by Mishras, and he said also Baal Taktiru. By Chometz also you have Hetam Sar Liyaz. Gemara says, "Eich Nami Lafuke Meda Abaya." I just wanted to tell you that Saar is Chayev and not like Abaya. The Omar Yes Haktar LePachus Mekazayis. Abaya holds that there's an Isser Haktar even Pachus Mekazayis because he holds it's possible to Makta Koymitz even less than a Kazayis. Kamash Malon, Ziri says, Dr. Lav Pachas Magazayas. Dr. is not Pachas Magazayas, and you need a Kazayas. And therefore, it turns out that Sa'ar Baal Takiru is a Raya to Hetam Sa'ar Vlisav. If you wouldn't need a Kazayas, it wouldn't be Raya Hetam Sa'ar Vlisav. But now that it's a Raya, that it is, now that you need a Kazayas, so it's a Raya, that Miksosai Sa'ar is enough to be Chayiv, and it's a Raya Hetam Sa'ar Vlisav.